Should infants be learning language from electronic toys? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Sosa, professor of communication sciences and disorders at Northern Arizona University, examines how the quality of interaction between children and electronic toys compares with the quality of their interactions with books and more traditional toys.
The lights and sounds of electronic toys are good at grabbing the attention of babies, but it turns out that they may not be the best when it comes to promoting high-quality interactions between babies and their parents. Our research suggests that books and traditional toys, such as blocks or puzzles, are more effective at creating quality verbal interactions that we know are associated with enhanced communication and language skills. One factor that influences early language development is the language environment, that is, how much and what type of language they hear. For this study, we listened to audio recordings of in-home interactions between pairs of parents and infants while they played with three different toy sets: books, traditional toys, and electronic toys. The toys focused on animal names, color names, and shapes. When babies and parents were playing with electronic toys, all of the measures were lower. The parents talked less, used fewer content-specific words, and responded less to their babies. There were no differences between traditional toys and books when we measured parents' responsiveness. The books did show quantity advantages over the traditional toys, but there's strong evidence that it's not just the quantity of language, but the quality of the interaction that's important. Parents are often encouraged to read to their babies, and we know that this benefits early language development. The findings from this study, however, suggest that reading books with very young children doesn't need to be forced if it's not a preferred activity for either the parent or the baby. If a child likes playing with blocks, just make sure you're talking about the images on the blocks and using language in the interaction. On the other hand, allowing young children to play with electronic toys probably doesn't harm language development, but it should be thought of as entertainment, not education.
That was Anna Sosa of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. I'm gonna hold the dreams in your return.